y'all, and welcome to the Talk with Tori podcast. I'm your host, Tori Jones, and I'm so glad that you're here. It is officially holiday season. On each episode, I will chat with a friend, and we will share random life topics, tips, and tricks, fun stories, and more serious stories filled with some real talk to make you laugh, maybe cry, make you think. But most of all, we pray this podcast brings a smile to your face and gives you the courage to share your story with someone. So grab your favorite holiday drink. Mine is a mistletoe margarita or some Starbucks. Y'all know I love their hot chocolate to get in the spirit. Or some sparkling water. I don't care. You do you, girl, because it's time to peel back the layers and add a little holiday spice to it.
We're recording. Josh, we're live. Hey. Y'all, I finally got my sweet best friend, Josh, to come on the podcast today. Am I your best friend?
No, you're my wife. It's an honor to be the first male guest on the Talk with Tori podcast.
Y'all, let me tell y'all a little bit about Josh. Josh does not call me his best friend. And I always say every day, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're my best friend. And he always says,
I'm going to say thank you.
You always say thank you. It's so awkward, but
it's nice to thank somebody for that.
Why am I not your best friend?
I mean, you're my wife. I just feel like someone doesn't have all the titles, so you can be my wife.
This is what I'm dealing with, y'all. Okay, well, we are so excited. Well, I am so excited. Josh is excited. You're excited?
Oh, I'm excited.
We are so excited to be here today, y'all, and just to kind of answer some questions that y'all have given us. And honestly, we got a special shout out today, Josh.
Oh,
you want to
sure.
do it?
Yeah. So today is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Ma.
Woo! We love ya.
So she has been a big fan of this podcast and she's been asking when I'm going to come on. We thought it'd be a great birthday gift for, give her a shout out on the Talk with Tori podcast.
Yes. So we got him to get on here because it's his mom's 60th birthday present.
The big 60.
60th birthday present that Josh is on the podcast.
Yeah, so
we
happy
love
birthday,
you.
Mom.
What's your favorite thing about your mom?
She's so giving to all of us and our whole family. So I think we try to pride ourselves on being here for others, and we're very inviting with people. I think we got that from growing up, because I would always have friends over, and she would always make us anything we wanted and take care of us. So I think that's kind of stuck with me.
I love that. She's really giving. Well, Donna girl, we love you, and happy birthday. We can't wait to celebrate you soon. Tell them your background.
It's not very exciting. I'm originally from Auburn, Illinois.
Isn't that weird, y'all?
Yeah, so I always tell people I grew up in Auburn, then it gets confusing when I start bringing up memories of Auburn, Illinois, which is a town of like 4,500 people.
It's very small.
Yeah, I remember when I first went to college and I'd wear my Auburn high school stuff, and I'd get people saying War Eagle. And it confused me a little bit at first. I mean, I knew about the university, but I'm just
lucky. Isn't it weird? We both of us never in a million years thought we would end up in Auburn, Alabama. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah. And I work for the university at the rec center.
If you've never been to Auburn, if you ever come and it's not COVID, you have to see it.
Yeah, it's a
really
nice building.
It's the nicest college rec center in the country. All right, well, y'all, we are just pumped to kind of just dig in. We got a lot of questions from y'all. And, well, let me start by saying this. Let me give y'all the state that we're in right now. So I go to Aldi, which I don't often do the grocery shopping. He didn't know I was going to talk about this. By the way, we did not plan this at all. We decided we would be candid completely. So we didn't talk about anything. We really didn't even look over the questions. I just put them together, never really read over them again until now. So
just my suggestions. I knew coming on Talk with Tori podcast, I have to have a few suggestions or recommendations.
Oh, he has recommendations for y'all too. But this is the state we're in right now, y'all. I don't often do the grocery shopping, but I go to Aldi because of course I'm trying to get our Christmas cards ready and everything before it's Sunday fun day today. It's the Sunday before Thanksgiving when we're recording this. And I go, y'all, and Josh sends me the list because he's just a better chef than me. I come back. We're going to grill salmon. And he looks down at it. And what do you say?
The Best Buy, Use By date was yesterday.
That is so me, y'all. I'm like, the one time I tried to go grocery shopping, I was so excited. I got everything and our salmon's expired. I think
we it'll still be good. It's just Best Buy. But that's one of the things Ma Jones taught me growing up too, is whenever we go with her to the grocery store, you always look at the sale by or Best Buy date. And then I always look for whichever one's furthest out. That way, because you never know when you might actually want to eat it. It's like, yeah, I might eat in a couple of days, but if not, this gives me a week to eat it. But
yeah, well, we'll be good with the salmon. We know Mimi Close. My mommy taught me that, but you know, I may have been in a hurry because I was with these y'all. Christmas cards are a whole nother thing, but let me tell you, it is a lost art. If you haven't yet, take a picture, get one in your phone, send people Christmas cards. It makes such a difference, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But you ready to start the question?
Let's do it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did y'all meet? What, do you want to talk about it, Josh?
Oh, you seem to do a better job.
Okay, so we met, the very beginning of January 2016. So we met because, so my friend, Josh, married to, but a different Josh that we're still really good friends. What up, Josh Huggins? We owe you big time. So anyways, we were at brunch and he had had a crush on this girl for a really long time. And I like convinced him to ask her out. And unfortunately she was not like available. She may have been like seeing somebody else or something. And so he was bummed. I was bummed because I felt so bad. And I was like, oh my gosh, for the afternoon, let me get you on like one of those apps or something. I've never done it before, but it'll be fun. He was like, only if you do. And I was like, absolutely not. Well, he was like, but then I'm not doing it. And I was like, let's just do it anyways. Well, I downloaded Tinder. Cheers.
And little did you know.
So then what happened? So I was on it. This was probably 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And then what happened?
And then I messaged you, and it's history from there.
We hung out that night. Yeah. Never stopped hanging out.
Yeah, it was. For me, I was able to kind of tie in the fact that I worked at the university and.
Okay, well, let me tell you what really happened in the conversation. Y'all, this is hilarious. So I like recognized him, and he recognized me because we had seen each other at the gym. So that's why we like totally wasn't out of the ordinary. But the interesting thing is,
I used to work with Brandon.
Yeah, he used to work with a guy, Brandon Farmer, we owe you too, because he was like, you work with a guy that I know. So Brandon was like, oh my gosh, Josh is the best. We had actually thought about setting y'all up before, but never like got around to it. Y'all be perfect together. He's like the greatest guy. And I was like, okay. So I was like, oh, well, I'll see you sometime when I'm at the gym. And he was like, well, you're lucky that you know the guy with 24-hour access.
Not that I go in after hours.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that was a different...
Well, that was a one-time thing, but you met your wife.
Different time. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
He was like, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you, like, sometime this week when I'm there. And he was like, what if I gave you a tour tonight? And I was like, what? And my friend Josh was like, we know of him, so, like, you should go. And I, like, called a few of my friends. They're like, go. So I go, and he never let me sit down. Let me tell y'all, I know every paint color, every single closet of the Auburn Rec Center. And then, but I was like,
I was going to give you a tour, and that's definitely what I did.
You took it, yeah. And I realized then, I was like, yeah, he's great. And he's the best. And then that's it.
Yeah, then from then it was.
Then you were obsessed with me after that.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from that, people ask, what was your first impression of each other? Tell your genuine one.
Well, you had said I'd seen you before at the rec center. So I knew when you came up, I saw your photo, like who I was dealing with, but I never really talked to you. So I didn't realize how talkative you would be. But then again, on the first impression in the first few days, it's always awkward and you're not sure how it's gonna go, but I thought you were really pretty and just a fun personality. I think from the get-go it seemed really natural, so that was
very
one of
natural.
The things that made it really easy.
Well, add that Josh was not too cool for school, which I liked that. You, like, met me outside, walked me to my car, and, like, you didn't act too cool. Like, you looked, like, genuinely excited to meet me. And you were courteous and...
had a fresh pair of Jordans on.
Y'all, I used to think that's all people in the Midwest were, was Jordan tennis shoes. Shout out Hannah Marion. Well, Sansom now. That's a whole another story. But she was like, what do people... what is Josh like? I was like, well, I think Midwesterners just wear a lot of Jordans.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that was our first impression. And, yeah. When did you know each other was the one?
Well, I mean, I felt comfortable from the beginning, and I felt good about it, but you just never know for sure because life has its ups and downs. But early on, I think we went to Mardi Gras in Mobile.
We did a day trip. That was so fun.
That was probably our first trip together of doing anything, and kind of just how natural it was and just how much we enjoyed each other and the great conversation that we had all the time. I always felt at peace and comfortable in the relationship. And like, even from that moment, I thought, okay, this is something that I definitely could see lasting forever.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Okay. So I knew differently. And so I think that's so important to talk about. So I like had that moment where people are like, when did you like know his own? Well, I felt good about it. Like really good about it, like giddy about him. And then 1 week after we met, we cooked dinner and I said that I was a good cook and I, all the pasta like didn't separate because we forgot to put butter or something.
Yeah, that gluten-free pasta though, it's tricky.
Yeah, so we cooked dinner and then we just like talked like forever and we were like sitting in silence on two different pieces of furniture listening to music. And I, like, had my hair on top of my head, like, a big t-shirt on. And I remember being like, I could roll with him forever. Yeah, I think he'll be my person. And it was, like, just, like, the moment I was like, okay, that's it. But it wasn't, like, this, like, fireworksy crazy. It was just, like, normal life. I was like, yeah, I could do normal life with you and forever. And so I think that's so important that we talk about, though, because I think, you know, a lot of people stress about when they know somebody's someone. And I know a lot of our listeners are in that season where they're trying to figure that out. You know, I had that moment. But, I mean, I didn't have that moment. I was 25 when we met, and you were 28. So we had, like, dated people, had life, you know, did our own thing, whatever. And I had that moment. Josh didn't necessarily have the moment. He had, like, the feeling over time to, like, keep progressing. And so I think that's important. I think some people are like, oh, my gosh, how do you know, blah, blah, blah. I think everyone's different. And I think sometimes we forget that.
Yeah, I'm such a realist, too, that I realize no matter how good something is, like, there's going to have to be work, and it's going to have its ups and downs or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I was never one of those people like, oh, this is my person, and then I feel like someone will get to that, and then they expect everything to be magical after that. And so I think we had a good, real relationship from the get-go, and then even through our years of dating that we both felt really confident once we got married that we knew each other.
Yeah, I think we went through a lot of different things and we just realized we were each other's constant. So I love that. Okay, so people want to know a fun story together. What's a fun story?
Oh, fun story. Well, I think one thing, it's kind of funny because we're actually sitting on our couch right now.
Louis is here. We haven't even mentioned him. It's actually a Q&A with TJ and Louis. He's walking over.
We have our dog with us. But
say hi.
That was not him. He's got more of a manly bark. But
Louis's
for those
excited.
Of you, those the new Tori growing up, be surprised by how much she loves this dog or the fact that we actually have a dog sitting on our couch because she didn't hate dogs when I first met her, but she really felt like they had their place and their place was outside.
We used to chant to each other. All the people at Josh's 30th birthday.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest thing. Was
we chanted, keep them outside, keep them outside. And you chanted, keep them inside.
Really, she was the only one chanting, keep them outside. And everyone else was team, keep them inside.
Y'all, I will tell y'all, Louis has taught me that you can never, you know how people like are like a never say never kind of thing? Like, Louis is truly a never say never. And I never thought I would treat a dog like a true baby and hate when he's gone. He spent the night with, well, he has a nanny. Well, we call her his nanny. Sarah Catherine, what's up? She helps with him all the time. And she said he wanted to spend the night on Friday. And I missed him so much. I was like, Josh, when's Louis coming back? So I can't imagine having real humans, how much I'd miss him. But yes, I never liked dogs, so never say never. Fun stories, and we have so many stories. We'll do some other things more. What's your favorite food?
Ooh, probably barbecue.
I was going to say.
I love a lot of good foods, but because even with that, there's so many different types of meat you can get.
Oh.
I'm always down for barbecue.
Tell everyone your favorite barbecue place ever, or in Auburn. Ever.
Ever? There's some good places around St. Louis that I've been to. Really, whenever I travel, I always want to to a new city. I always want to find a local barbecue.
What's your favorite barbecue in Auburn for all of our local peeps?
Oh, probably Butcher Paper, which I guess
it's
actually
so
in
good.
Opelika, but it's delicious.
So we live a few streets over from sometimes where they'll have food trucks. And y'all, if we turn the corner on our walks and we see that Butcher Paper food truck, we start jumping. We get so excited. We get so, so, so excited. Okay, so.
What's your favorite food?
Oh, yeah, I didn't answer. Spaghetti, duh. Spaghetti. My mom's spaghetti.
And there's a good Italian place around here.
Oh, Fratelli's, if you come to Auburn, oh, my gosh. And they're so good with customer service. They just give. During COVID, they were given to all the hospitals. We just loved it. So we love them. And they have good wine, too. They have a lot of specials and different things. So why did you start the podcast? Or me, why did I start
I've yet to start my podcast.
Why did I start my podcast? Okay, well, at a later date, I'm going to go into like more details of how everything happened. But for time's sake, when I was 6 years old, I decided I wanted to be a talk show host in my show called Talk with Tori. And I was going to do broadcast journalism and all of these things, and everything changed suddenly and my life just happened. But the past few years, I have literally had this little voice, well, all the years, but really intensely the past few years, saying, Tori, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I went through a lot in the past few years that made me realize the importance of stories even more and how that can bring hope to people. And so I really felt called and I just decided to do it. Do you remember the day that I was like, Josh and I usually just talk about everything, but one day I was like, Josh, can we sit down and like talk about me actually doing this? what did that, were you scared, Josh?
No, I mean, I knew it's something that was on your heart because you've been talking about potentially doing something like that for a little while. And then whenever I found out how much work you had already put into it, like you're bringing up some names of people you wanted to interview and topics you had for them and ideas.
I had 50 people on my
list. Yeah. I'm like, wow, you've really thought about this. And so I felt you would do a good job. I knew you would just because of your personality and being able to bring on different guests. So I was definitely excited whenever you mentioned that. I'm not one to really share a whole lot. So that's.
I know. I'm so glad you're on here. It's very, very sweet. So someone asked, what have you both liked about the podcast or like been your favorite part?
I think a lot of people, they hear these different stories and someone they would have never probably come across, cross paths, and then just the different lessons you can get from and the different topics and maybe something that will stay with you, or it's like, oh yeah, I'm going through that too.
Yeah.
And then you're able to relate or see that someone else has made it through the other side.
Definitely. For me, I've loved doing the interviews. Y'all know I love to talk to everybody and really get to know people, and I've always asked a lot of questions, so this is actually my excuse that I'm supposed to ask questions, which is really fun. But the stories have impacted me so much and just changed my life in so many ways. And my other favorite part is just learning from those people, but also hearing how the listeners are impacted by the stories. Like when people will text me, like when y'all, the listeners, will text me or DM me or call me and be like, or like my sweet friend Sarah Jo, who like will Marco Polo me every week and like tell me what she thought. Like that means so much and like really keeps me going. But that's the reason we do this. And Josh supports me in this because it makes such a difference in my life, but I know other people. So I appreciate y'all always giving us the fun feedback. What's our favorite part of living in Auburn? We love where we live. If you want a super fun life / cool, come move to Auburn. We're fun to hang out with. We love it.
I don't know if I'm that fun to hang out with, but.
Josh is more fun than he lets on. Everyone loves Josh.
We have a good time. No, I think it's overall just a nice town to live in. We both work for the university. We both really enjoy that. And then we've built some good community around here. So there's just a lot of quality people around. I mean, a lot of towns have that. But for us, we've really kind of bought into what Auburn is. And then our neighborhood's really nice, too. So we've met a lot of really cool neighbors. And then we also love going to a lot of the Auburn sporting events. Yeah, so it's nice having a lot of the entertainment that you can get from a major university. But also, you're not a huge town that has a ton of traffic and it's hard to get anywhere.
Yeah, we love being in a small town that has stuff to do. And we love how beautiful Auburn is and how kind and sweet everyone is. And there's so much to do for a small town, and you're a really centralized location to a lot of fun spots. And everyone here is just the best. The food, the fun, the sports, all of it. You said it well, Josh. So what's the best part of marriage?
So many good parts.
Oh.
No, I think it's someone that gets to know you on a different level than everyone else. And even she's not my best friend, but it's like I say a spouse is on a whole nother level. And so you're able to go through life and see different seasons with each other, kind of experience a lot of things. And you know, you always have that person you can go to whenever you have questions or need support. And then all the fun memories that you make together and being able to relive those. And so just a day-to-day.
I love having a constant buddy that knows everything about me, whether I say it or not. You always know how I feel and always can make me feel better. And just having a constant person around you that's your favorite person. Am I your favorite person?
You're up there.
Y'all, this is what I'm dealing with. Okay, so now flipping it, people ask, what's the hardest part of marriage?
I mean, there's going to be times you have disagreements or there's going to be disappointments that you're going to deal with. And then you're always there with that person. So you got to find ways to kind of deal with that and make it through it. So not that you can't, but I mean, it can be a challenge at times.
Yeah, I agree with that. And on the flip side, I'll say something. So finances was different for me. I'm not a financial girl at all. And so I wanted Josh to take care of everything. So it was so weird whenever like I suddenly would go to Starbucks and he would know. It was weird at first, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's a good point too. I'll talk more.
Well, I said like, you know, Josh would never be like, oh, you can't go do this or, oh, you can't do this, because he's like the least controlling person and, you know, we both work and everything. But like, it makes you like, it's a different mindset when you're like, oh, I'm spending our money versus I'm spending my money. It was just a mindset change, honestly. And I feel like one thing that was weird about marriage that no one talked about, everything that was looked down upon your whole life is suddenly expectations of marriage in a lot of ways, which was like different for my mindset. A lot of things, honestly, in marriage when I first got married, wasn't like the actual, it was just like a mindset shift of like things I was used to just change it. But I wouldn't want to be married to anyone else because Josh is just the best husband.
I was going to say too, I think a challenge can be, especially if you're used to living on your own and now you're with that person, of each person has their ideas of what's the best way to do a lot of different things. So it's then figuring out, okay, we have to come to an agreement on this. And then what do you really care about? And what are some things you're like, okay, well, I would do it this way, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
So that's a constant thing in marriage too.
So what is your favorite quality of each other?
I would say how...
Aw, you're going to go first?
No.
Well, go.
How inviting you are of others. Like, you truly do care about helping out others and encouraging others and doing what you can for them. So that's something that I've kind of, I think, gotten better with from you. And a lot of the community I built here, it's from you, of being the one to take the lead. Because I think a lot of times people, they want that kind of community, It's just, are they willing to take that first step? And Tori's always really good at reaching out to people, and she's not afraid to be the one that initiates that. And, hey, you want to come over? You want to go do this? And then she'll kind of follow up with them. And I think it does take work to kind of build that kind of community, but it's definitely worth it.
Aww. Well, yes, I love our community. And but for me, Josh, he's very selfless. Very selfless and always sees the good in every single person in every situation. He never talks bad about anybody. I've always noticed that. You always see the good in people. And he serves me so well and everybody so well. You serve so well and selflessly, and he works so hard. And he just has a heart of gold and would do anything for anyone.
That's nice.
But that's how I feel about you. I really think, I mean, I know you would do anything for anyone. You don't care who they are, where they're from, anything like that. And you don't ever talk bad about people. Yeah, something we could all work on. You always see the good in people.
I try. Sometimes it can be harder than...
But you're good at it. You're good at it. I'm always like, that drove me nuts. Or Josh always has to hear me yap about everything.
Yeah. A lot of people see some through another person's point of view. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to agree with it, but I try to kind of... Can I understand where they're coming from?
Yeah. So what's the best compliment you've given each other that you always remembered?
Wow. You've written me some really nice cards over the years.
Aw.
But I mean, I guess in general, just saying like how you always feel that I'm there for you, you know, always count on me. Because to me, that's what I try to do or want to be here for. So kind of knowing that I know it'll support you and like whatever you're going through is always means a lot to me.
I think you always tell me that I'm very loyal. Loyalty is always something that I look for in other people. So when you tell me I'm loyal.
Yeah, you definitely are.
I take loyalty to another level. Okay, y'all. Let me go ahead and just break the chains right now. Not break the chains. Everyone loves the Enneagram and all those personality tests and junk. I don't, because y'all know I'm another breed of a human. I'm this, I'm all over the place. But every time I've taken the Enneagram test, I score number 6, loyal.
There you go. So I guess there's some truth to it.
Every time I take it, I score loyal, and then I score the 7 some and the peacemaker 1 some. What are you? You don't know.
I don't know. I think I've probably done it, but I try to think of myself as individual too, so I kind of
more about the individual. I think that's one of them, individualist.
Okay, well maybe
we need to talk more about the Enneagram, but I'm just like one of those people. I think you get boxed in these personality things. So we love watching TV. Actually, like one of my favorite things is like at night after I take my bath. I'm a bath girl. Bath is my cardio. Bath is my relaxation.
I didn't realize people took baths until I met Tori. I thought that was something like maybe old people or babies do.
Really?
Yeah, and like little kids. I'm like, when you first told me early on, like, okay, I'm going to take my bath. That's kind of strange. I guess I'm used to it now.
You're used to it. Well, I like will be in the bath forever. Y'all know I love baths and long robes. And so I love like after I take my bath, like we watch our shows and just like that's just like my detox time. So someone asked, what's your favorite TV shows to watch together? We have a lot. We love network TV.
Yeah, well, we kind of got into it, especially this year with the pandemic. We've been watching the CBS reality show. So it started with Survivor, which I hadn't watched in probably 15 years. And then we watched Big Brother, which is on 3 times a week. So
we
invested a lot of time in Big Brother. And now we're watching The Amazing Race. So all shows I watched a long time ago, but it's been fun. It gives us something to look forward to. It's nothing that you really have to focus a whole lot on.
Oh, and we watched Love Island.
And Love Island. That you really don't have to focus on.
We loved Love Island. We were kind of invested.
It's been good.
Y'all, all of these shows, we're like on numerous times a week. Now The Amazing Race is only on once a week. But y'all, Love Island was on 5 days a week.
Yeah. The amount of hours we spent watching that.
Big Brother was on 3 days a week. Yeah. How many days was
Survivor's just one.
But I'm saying, like, it was a lot of time invested in that. But y'all, for years, people kept telling me that me and Josh should go on The Amazing Race, and I had never watched it. And now I'm like, why would anyone think that? I would be, A, I'm not that competitive. B, I would hate all the running and carrying stuff on my back.
Yeah, and I don't have a sense of direction.
So we both have bad sense. That's something we have in common. We're very different, but we both have a bad sense of direction.
So we would definitely not last very long on that. But yeah, we enjoy watching TV, and I love having a DVR because you can fast forward through a lot of stuff.
I mean, we watch everything, y'all. Like, but that's like our new like big thing, and that's been really fun because we like look. I think Netflix and Hulu and all that is fabulous, but like binge watching is one thing, but like having something to look forward to every week to me is really, really fun. Like I love having The Bachelor at night with like friends. Like I think it's fun to have something to look forward to because it kind of reminds me of the old times. Okay, so we talked about our differences. What would you say are our biggest differences and then our biggest similarities? I would say our biggest differences, our personalities are different.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like the yin to the yang, but I always was attracted to guys like Josh. I always liked him more like chill, quiet, but I've like brought you out of your shell a lot, I think.
I don't think I'm necessarily quiet. Like, I'll talk to people.
Josh, to me, isn't quiet. He's just intentional. He's not going to try to be the center of attention, but if you talk to him, he's a talker.
Yeah, I'll get going on random subjects, and especially with friends and even coworkers.
But we talk all the time.
Yeah. Probably one of our biggest differences is you hate violence. And I remember the first time I was trying to watch UFC around you, and you're like, turn this off, turn this off.
I hate violence.
And I like to joke how I wouldn't. One day, I look forward to having a son and watching professional wrestling with him. And she's like, you will not do
this. Will never. Y'all, Brain Middle School, BMS, what time is it? Those people listening from Brain, every time there was a fight, anxiety, and I still have anxiety. If there's a football fight on TV, I have anxiety. Like, I hate violence. I hate violent movies. I hate violence, everything. That is a good difference.
Yeah.
It's a random difference.
We have different speeds, too. Like, I'm a little faster at it. Sometimes I got to remind myself to slow down whenever we're going into a store or something like that. Because I look back, I'm like, oh, there she is. She's not out of the car yet.
I'm always like, come in my face. Yo, I'm the slowest walker. That's how I met my best friend Dana, though, from college. Slow walk. They called us slow walkers, fast talkers.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite parts of marriage. Let's go to this. I love how much we laugh. We laugh over the stupidest stuff. People might, I don't know if they can tell right now, but like when it's just us and we're by ourselves, well, we always have Sweet Louie with us. We just laugh so much, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you got to find enjoyment out of life.
So one, I always tell couples when people are just like, what is the secret to marriage? Which we haven't even been married 2 years. So I don't know if we're the right people for secrets. But one of my recommendations that I think has been good for our marriage, I wonder if we would say the same thing. What would you say first? I feel like we're going to say the same thing. We've talked about this before.
A recommendation for marriage?
Like what we personally do that's been good for our marriage.
Oh, let the person be themselves? Is that what you're going to say?
Oh, no, but that's a good one.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think you should know too, kind of going in. What it is you're dealing with.
Josh never has tried to change me. And in the past, I think some people may have thought I was too much for their personality. Or just like, he always just let me be me. And that's my favorite thing about him.
Yeah, I think that's important because eventually if you change who you are for someone, you're going to grow and you're going to get frustrated with it. Or you can only do that for so long. So, and you get exhausting of having to settle for being someone you don't want to be.
But I was going to say, Louie's licking. Licky, come here, Louie. He's coming to cuddle with us. Okay. I think having something that you do that you're regimented with and that it's a non-negotiable a few times a week. For example, we like to go on walks with little Louie. And I leave my phone at home. We both do. And we just talk. And we really learn about each other's day. We really know what the other one's going through. Now, we don't have children yet, so, you know, that will change. Like, we won't be able just to pick up and go like we do now, but we really get to know what I feel like I get to know what you're going through on a day-to-day basis, which is amazing to me. And then, every Sunday, we go on a bike ride. and we have our route and we talk, and or we just be. Like, I think sometimes with marriage, you think you have to talk. I think one of my favorite things is just being, and we can just be, but then we can talk and we have our route and we laugh when I'm slower than you, and we have fun.
Yeah. And then even some of the shows or something like that, something you look forward to.
Like the TV shows?
Yeah, discuss.
That's like our three things that like are our things. That is like just me and Josh.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Get a bike, y'all. Get a bike. That's a recommendation. Get a bike. Okay, so what's the best advice you've been given in your life?
I've gotten lots of advice. Some that sticks out, it's kind of just a simplistic quote, but something I try to live my life with is control the controllables. Mm-hmm. So I think that's so important. And I think that's been one of the reasons I stay pretty even keel through most things, is because I think it's really easy to focus on things that are out of our control, and that people worry, but it's like, you can worry about it. There's not much you can do. I'm one of those types of people that wants to, what can I do to make an impact or to change this, or what is it that I want to get to, and then how can I do that? And so I always encourage people to kind of do that too. But a lot of things in life, I mean, they're not great, but there's nothing we can do about them. But what are the things that you can do to make an impact?
Yeah. I think for me, one of the best advice was a quote, like you may be one person to the world, but you may be the world to one person. So like, you know, always giving people grace and always trying to be the joy that they see in their day, even if they've had a bad day, because I know this from the past few years of all the things that I've gone through. A lot of people didn't necessarily know if I was having a hard time, or, you know, through these podcasts, you know, you hear and some people say like, you know, I was quiet about it and things. So just always being joyful and being kind to everybody, no matter who they are, where they're from, anything. To treat everyone like I want to be treated.
No, I think that's really good advice too. And that's something too. It's once you hear a story from somebody, you're like, well, I had no idea you were going through that.
Yeah.
So that's why I think I always try to be positive to others, because I don't know what they're dealing with. And I'm like, there's enough negative in the world, and I don't have to be someone that's doing that to them too.
Okay. So I like this question. What's our favorite memory when we were dating? That's fun.
Oh, man.
I know.
Favorite memory. Well, I think my favorite memories are us just kind of relaxing, hanging out. And
yeah.
Having fun with each other. But I know early on, we went to Atlanta for your birthday, I think it was.
We went for my birthday, but the best was our first Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Y'all, our first Valentine's Day, we'd only known each other a month and a half. You want to have the way to a girl's heart, guys that are listening. He did it all. And one of the things was he had already planned a trip to Atlanta. We went to the zoo. You picked a specific restaurant for me.
Yeah. And then we went to a Hawks game.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun just exploring the city. And again, like you said, it was early on too. So
I think, yeah. It was early on, like we had only been dating. Well, we started dating really quickly. So when we met and we started dating within like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was quick.
He called me his girlfriend in front of someone, and I kind of looked at him. And then later he was like, oh, by the way, I called you my girlfriend. And I was like, oh, well, I said something like joking. And he was like, oh, was I supposed to ask?
I guess I didn't realize I still had to ask. I was kind of old. I figured at this point.
Because we hung out every single day for 2 weeks. So yeah. He was like, okay, she's my girlfriend. But. And yeah. So I was like, yeah.
I remember when we went to the Hawks game, the best tickets we'll ever have because we were
all over the TV, yeah.
Well, and I got the Eastern time wrong of when the game started. So we got there an hour earlier than expected. And then it was shoot around. So they let us go sit two rows behind the bench. And I'm like, let's just kind of sit here and see what happens. And nobody came in those seats. So we were pretty much sitting almost courtside for that game.
Some of the best memories of our dating years are also times with other people, because it's been fun. Like, all the Iron Bowls have been really fun.
Yeah, that's
always That was always awesome. Really fun. And then, like, my housewarming party.
Yeah, that was a good
time. That big party with like 80, 90 people. Like, it was like so fun. And just like
Auburn's Final Four. And
that was really fun. And we were married then. But
you
like,
see a lot of Auburn sports.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it is.
We both love going to sporting events.
And community. Because it's when you're around other people too.
Yeah. Going to the Saints Falcons game every year.
Yeah.
Which, who dat? The Saints won today.
No.
Who dat? And they beat the 49ers.
I know not everyone cares about the Saints, so we'll try to.
Bye. Okay, bye. And just all of the little trips that we go on and just being in love. And all we do is just stare at each other and smile.
Well, that's not all we do.
I wish. No. All the times with Louie have been fun. Anytime we like bring Louie places, it's always. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
This is something I think about all the time. We have a lot of free.
You're ready for this.
Up. Yeah. But I mean, I think it's pretty simple for everyone, isn't it? Teleporting? Because you think about it, you never have to worry about travel again. You would be able to teleport. You go see, I'm going to go hang out with my friend that lives in Montana.
See, I've always said I wish I could blink my eyes and be where I wanted to be. So I guess
there you
that's
go, teleporting.
Yeah.
And you also think about how much money you could make off of it. Say you could teleport with somebody else, they'd pay you lots of money. If you could avoid having to get on a plane, if I'm going to Australia and I don't have to pay, or I don't have to spend 20 hours, whatever it is, 30 hours on a plane, I mean, you can make lots of money. So it'd be a successful business. And
how would that be a business?
Because I would help rich people teleport. That's what I would do.
Okay,
in my free time.
In your free time. That's going to be Josh's side hustle.
Yeah, I mean, I could make a lot of money from that. And it just make the world so much smaller because, like I said, you go anywhere you want to.
Okay, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, there's a lot of good ones. We actually listened to some Christmas hip-hop yesterday, and Troy's like...
It was inappropriate, y'all. It was so inappropriate.
It was not so inappropriate. Anyways... I would say Oh Holy Night, just because I feel like Oh Holy Night.
That's what's on our Christmas card.
There you go.
The Christmas card.
Well, Oh Holy Night's the kind of song that someone that can really sing, that's their chance to prove it, because you can really belt it out. And while we're on this subject, because you mentioned Christmas songs, if we're talking about overrated Christmas songs.
I don't.
It's just a take I've had for a while. Silent Night should only be sung Christmas Christmas Eve when you have a candle in your hand, because it's such a slow song. Whenever it comes
on.
Are
you serious?
Yes. Whenever it comes on.
Where did this come from?
I've always thought this. But I'm like, I could be feeling energetic when you would do something. Silent Night comes on. It's like, I should take a nap. So Silent Night, one time a year. Oh Holy Night, best Christmas song.
Okay, well, you know what mine is.
Goes Home on the Mountain. You wanted to play that at our wedding.
I know, like, I know.
Not a wedding song.
Y'all, I still want to play that at our wedding.
Well, our wedding's over. So.
Y'all, I wanted that so bad at our wedding. We ended up having beautiful music. We had an Easter song at our wedding.
I mean, it is our day, so.
Yeah, so we picked it. So that's why I was like, let's do Go Tell It on the Mountain. That's by far my favorite Christmas song. No lies about that one. I love it. And if you really want to hear it really good, listen to the Pentecostals of Alexandria sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. Woo! Woo! They tell it on that mountain, let me tell you. It's my favorite song. If I'm having a bad day, y'all, I will listen to the Pentecostals of Alexandria, the POA, what up, shout out. Y'all, I'm serious. If you YouTube them and you go to Go Tell It on the Mountain, you go to Waymaker, you go to Living Hope. Those songs bring me so much joy. That's one of my recommendations. Like, oh my gosh. And you know what other song brings me joy? It's not a Christmas song. Well, none of those are, but. We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands.
I don't know.
To give you
the glory. I haven't heard that.
It's like, I like gospel music. You do too, though. Can't believe that song. Well, that was awkward.
I don't know what you were saying.
Okay, what Christmas traditions do y'all have as a couple?
We drive a lot. Which the good news is with Auburn, you get 2 weeks off around Christmas. So, and I'm from Central Illinois and Tori's from Central Louisiana. So it's like a big triangle. But the good news is with that time, I'm able to see both families.
Yeah.
And we've tried to go... we like to do experiences. So we've tried to go see like a play or something like that.
Yeah,
around Christmas time.
No, we used to see a play every year, but with COVID, we can't see a play. We were going to see Anastasia this December.
Yeah.
We've seen The Lion King, The Christmas Story, the musical. We saw the Jimmy Buffett musical last year. Yeah, we've seen a lot of them. It's really fun. So that's always one of my gifts from Josh. I like to have like, we like to have something to like open and then something like an experience as well.
Yeah, well, and I learned last year, I think it was last year that we were talking, or 2 years ago.
Well, it was the year that we were getting married. Okay. I came up with the idea, oh, let's not do gifts because we're getting so many gifts
for our wedding.
Like, let's spend the extra money in Italy for our honeymoon.
And I'm like, that sounds good to me. And I should have thought better than that because it comes Christmas Day and she had nothing to open. And
I was crying.
She was a little upset. Not mad at me.
I had stuff to open, but not for me.
Yeah, I think I had a card.
We wrote each other nice, thoughtful cards, which that's the best part. And once I opened the card, I was happy. But before that, I was like, why did we do this? This was the stupidest idea.
Yeah, well, and like Tori mentioned, I oversee the finances. So I feel like a lot of times when I'm going through that, that's Christmas most months. There's a lot of boutiques around Auburn that she has gone to visit.
And I'm going to keep visiting. Cheers. Okay. So that's our tradition. So what are we going to do this year since we can't go to a play? We're going to hopefully the Auburn-Texas A&M game. We're going to a football game instead. Our first football game in the pandemic.
Yeah, well, that's past this.
We do have another Christmas tradition. We also like to go to the Auburn Hotel and see the gingerbread houses of the campus. And then we go get a drink at Piccolo at their bar and listen to the music. They always have a band.
Yeah.
And it's a fun Christmas tradition.
Hopefully they do it this year or not.
I know. But we love doing that, y'all. If you live in Auburn, you've got to go do that. So, y'all, I just wanted to end this by telling y'all, it has meant so much to me how much y'all have supported this podcast and really gone above and beyond for me, for Josh, for Louie, for everyone. I mean, I just didn't expect it. I mean, I honestly thought 100 people would listen. I really didn't. I didn't expect this. And, you know, it's been fun. Like, all my teachers that remember my dream of Talk with Tori and my friends from home and just people I know now. And it's just been really, really, really cool. So I also just wanted to thank y'all for the support. It's been the funnest journey. I've loved it. And it's just been the best. And Josh has been the best husband of supporting me too. And I just want y'all to know it really means so much. So I want, if y'all could give me the best Christmas present, it would be if you would leave a review and you would subscribe. It would mean so much if you would just comment a review on iTunes. It makes such a difference and it's something that means so much to me. So I'm actually going to spotlight a review for the first time. My friend Tamara Miguez, what's up, girl? She's one of my best friends from growing up. So she titled it Perfection and said, how fun. Seriously, such a breath of fresh air. Fun and easy to listen to. That book list from Carrie Dodson was amazed with hard eyes. What do you have to say with hard eyes?
I don't usually use that emoji.
Talk with Tori is literally 20 years in the making, which actually... 24 years in the making. So proud of you, Tori. Thank you, Tamara, for reviewing y'all. I read all of them to Josh, don't I?
Yeah, yeah. It is kind of people to spend the time.
Read all of them to Josh, and anytime anyone DMs me or texts me or calls me, I tell you every time. Yeah. For the moment we've all been waiting for. What are your recommendations?
I was wondering. I couldn't tell if this is ending or if I do my recommendations or not.
It's time.
I just did a couple of them. So if I come back again, I can
do you wrote them down?
Well, I had a few things. Oh. If you come on the Talk with Tori podcast, you got to have a few recommendations. First one is the Panera coffee subscription.
Oh, he goes to Panera. Tell them what you do. Tell them what it is.
So it's $9 a month and it's unlimited coffee. You can go every 2 hours if you wanted to. So if you happen to live right next to one, you could go in the morning, mid-morning.
We live right next to one. How many minutes does it take you to get there?
It's probably a 4-minute drive. And then on the
weekends. How much of a walk? We walk there.
I mean, it's probably a half hour walk. So I like doing that on the weekends. I'll take Lou for a walk and then I'll just have him meet me outside with the coffee. But
how much is it a month?
$9 if you get
four
coffees.
But you went, tell them about the summer though.
Well, in the summertime, I got it for free because they were doing a promo. And so I'm big on...
So y'all, look in the summer again.
If I get a subscription or something, I'm going to see how much money I can get out of it. So I was going there
seven times
a week. Now, not as much, but I mean, if you go 4 times a month, it pays for itself.
But you go on the weekends and you'll usually go at least 1 or 2 times during...
Yeah, so it's definitely...
Because I like to sleep in, and so Josh will go and get his Panera, and I'm still asleep.
Yeah, so it's convenient, and it's kind of a little... easy treat.
That's one of the differences in us.
Oh yeah, you hate coffee, and
I wish I liked coffee, y'all.
But she's always tired, so and she's always cold. So really, coffee would be the perfect thing for. We could get her to actually like it. One of the other things I was going to put, and you kind of mentioned this with walks.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone should go for a walk. I mean, there's so many benefits to it, and I don't think anyone gets done with a walk and says, "Oh, I really shouldn't have done that." I just think for a lot of times, getting a little fresh air, and like Tori said, it's a good way to have conversation if you have someone, or use it to listen to some music, listen to a podcast, call a friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different ways you can do it. But for me, that's kind of a way for me at the end of each day to kind of just relax, and I'll take Lou for a walk and really enjoy it, or I'll go with Tori too. This is kind of random, mixing foods.
A lot of people, y'all, I had no clue what he was going to say for any of this.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I'm not going to let my meat touch my vegetables. No, mix all that together. It's amazing.
The best.
Food combinations you'll find where you go to a potluck. I'm throwing it all together.
Me too. Talking about coffee is different. Mixing foods, same.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you have chili, put the corn in the chili, put some avocado, put it all.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it all.
And then a keypad lock for your door. So I mentioned going for a walk. Who wants to carry a key with them?
Listen, this is our show, so we're going to have more than 3 recommendations this one.
Yeah, I did a few. But I put them on all of our doors. They're really not that expensive. I think ours, they're not the smart ones. They're like $60. But it's great because you don't have to worry about a key.
Yeah.
You go out of town. You can set temporary codes if you want to. So say
tell
you have someone coming
over.
Used to
do. Used to have keys. Even before, y'all, we didn't live together before we were married. Josh still always took care of me. Tell me what you used to do.
I used to hide keys in the garage because I knew she'd end up locking herself out.
I always did.
And then there'd be times where she'd use it and not put it back. So I then have to hide another spare somewhere as like the reserve spare key. But now I don't have to worry about any of that.
And it's so nice because like one of my girlfriends, Sarah, which congratulations, Sarah, just had her baby. She needed to come pick something up for my house. And we were in the highlands, in the mountains, and we could just send her the code, and she could come get what she needed.
Yeah, it's very convenient. It kind of made me want to do it a few years ago. We were in Atlanta for an Auburn game, and we were going to have a friend stay over here and take care of Louie, and then watch the football game.
And she had people coming over to watch the game here, too. They had plans.
Yeah, and I realized I forgot to leave the key outside, and so Leah was pretty much stuck by himself from about 7 a.m. till 10 or 11
p.m. So the whole game, I was so stressed out, like, is Louie okay? And she, like, would come look through the window and say he was fine.
Yeah, he made it through that.
Which I kept saying, let's call Papalock, but you really am. But anyways, after that, that's what changed the game.
Yeah.
And so if you're getting married, put that on your wedding registry. Yeah. Or if you're having a baby, put that on there.
Well,
anything. Christmas.
It's easy to do too. I'm not mechanical, and I was able to put all 3 of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, I'm a big believer in money accounts that pay interest or bonuses.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, just because there's so many. It's like if you're going to put money in savings, why not put one that actually gives you a little bit of money back for doing nothing? And this year, I've been looking around too for if there's bonus for signing up for an account. And then I might do what it takes to get that bonus, and then I can always move my money around. But it's a good way to make free money and not have to do anything.
Josh is the CFO of Talk with Tori. All right, so my recommendations, because I've never given any.
Oh, so many.
Okay, well, avocado oil. I think everyone needs to know about it. Going into the holidays, you're going to be cooking, even if you're social distancing because of COVID or whatever, cook a good meal. And y'all, Josh is an amazing cook. I'm really blessed by that. but we always use olive oil, like most people do. Avocado oil, game changer. I mean, it's healthier.
Yeah, it's
gonna and it tastes better. And like people will be like, wow, this, you know, whatever Josh cooked or what I cooked, they'll be like, wow, this tastes so good or so different. It's avocado oil. Y'all get it. Okay, I recommend this constantly, but the Revlon One Step has been the biggest game changer and saved us so much money. I used to love getting hair blowouts. Now I just do it myself.
Definitely worth
it. It's like less than $40. It's the best thing you could do for hair. I have the craziest, frizziest hair, and it helps so much. I wanted to recommend something local because we love where we live. What is my new favorite place to eat?
Sword and Skillet.
Sword and Skillet food truck, y'all, in Midtown Auburn. Shout out to Midtown Auburn. We love it there. We love shopping. We love eating. We love the vibe. Sword and Skillet food is so good. And when I request, they do a different menu every week, which I think is fun. So they always have new things and different things. But I always request to have Bang Bang Shrimp. And let me tell you, Josh had the Bang Bang Shrimp for the first time. He's had many things there, but he had the Bang Bang Shrimp for the first time this past week. And he was like, that could have been one of the top best meals I've ever had.
Yeah, they do a good job. And like she said, it's a changing menu. So.
It's really, I like the changing menu. So also, if you haven't, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know that we're a lot of hats.
Oh, yeah.
I love baseball hats. I love flat bill hats. I love dressy hats. I love all the hats. Y'all girls, if you don't have a hat, get a hat. And a lot of my friends will be like, oh, it doesn't look good with, you know, my face structure, my hair. No, it looks good on everyone. A hat's so great. If your roots look bad, put a hat on. If you don't want to fix your hair like I didn't for church this morning, I just put it in a low bun, put a few pieces in the front, and put a hat on. And I got more compliments. You always look cuter with a hat on.
They're very trendy, too.
Trendy. You like hats, don't you?
I used to wear a baseball hat.
You don't wear hats anymore.
No, not anymore. I'm afraid.
But I like wearing baseball hats. Yeah. Most days I wear a hat. But my biggest recommendation is this. During the holiday season, and in general, I want you to call somebody that's on your mind, write a card to somebody, think of somebody in need, and I want to read y'all something I read on social media because it really made such an impact for me. And it was really good. When was the last time you actually picked up the phone to call someone that you usually only chat with via text? That's really good. When was the last time you sent them a card via the postal service to say thank you or to let them know that you're thinking about them? Connecting to others in a heartfelt way allows us to connect with each other and ourselves on a deeper level. So y'all, this holiday season, I encourage you just to connect with someone. That's the number one thing. It's not about the other recommendations that we recommended. I want you to connect with others and just to call somebody, even if you're like, I haven't talked to them in 3 years or 15 years or 25 years, just call them. Or if you haven't talked to them, shoot them a text, write them a card, send them a Christmas card, take a picture and send them a card, send them an email. Y'all send somebody an Amazon gift card that's going through something and say, do a little retail therapy. Y'all, it just makes such a difference. Well, I think this wraps it up, Joshy.
It was an honor to honor your butt.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Definitely proud of you and all you've done with this, and I'm excited to see where it goes from here. Maybe I do a good enough job. I'll be
Well, I love you more than anything, and I'm thankful to be your wife.
Love you too.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
And we appreciate y'all more than you know. We love y'all. And you know what? We didn't even talk about this, but we're always praying for y'all. We really are. We always pray for our listeners, and we pray at night, and we always pray for our listeners and that you will be impacted and hopefully given some hope. We really do, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, we love y'all. Thank y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Say bye, baby. If this episode touched you, inspired you, or brought you a good laugh, it would mean so much to me if you took a moment to leave a review and comment on iTunes. I read each one and it really makes such a difference. The support y'all have given for this podcast has been so humbling and overwhelming in the very best way. Our guests are bringing truth and encouragement that everyone needs to hear, so please keep sharing the podcast episodes with friends personally and on social media.
This is how I learn about all the podcasts I listen to. I appreciate all of you more than you know. I'm so excited for you to hear the incredible story next week. And I would personally love to wish each of you a healthy, happy, and joyful holiday season.